Sunshine and 55 degrees.
852 at WEOL. It is AM 930 North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon Lake. This portion is brought to you by the City of Avon Lake. Raise your children, build your business, enjoy retirement, and appreciate the sunsets in Avon Lake. And we have two more guests joining us this morning. We have the Director of Economic Development, Ted Esborn. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Joe Wrights, who's the Director of Public Works.
Good morning.
Now, the two of you associate with each other. I know you're both directors within the city, but your businesses, what you do, cross.
I'd like to think that Joe is an incredibly deep well of knowledge in the city, so I take advantage of time with him whenever I can.
Well, he knows what happens underground and above ground with the roads and sewers. And we see a lot now, or hear a lot, especially on the radio, the announcements about Lake Erie starts here. Is this really a big issue that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, thank you. Lake Erie Starts Here is a campaign that Avon Lake is involved with, as well as many counties across this area, and it has to be tying people into the fact that that drain that might be in your front yard or in your backyard is directly tied into Lake Erie. Anything that goes down it will end up on your beaches, will end up in the lake that you swim in. You know, it could end up in the water that you drink. So tying that into people and realizing how much that ties in, you know, if something gets dumped down there that shouldn't be, you know, unfortunately, we get the calls all the time about so-and-so dumped something down in there, we have to investigate, or somebody's dumping their grass clippings into the creek. It all ends up on our beaches, and therefore it ends up in the intakes that we, you know, draw our water in off of Lake Erie. So I always use the phrase of, if you wouldn't swim in it, you shouldn't dump it. So Lake Erie Starts Here. It's a campaign that's across this area that we're trying to promote. We've been doing storm drain stenciling and so forth to try to get people to associate the fact that drain out there goes unchecked out into Lake Erie, because we all enjoy this lake. We're a coastal community. We take advantage of that. We, you know, boating is very popular. Fishing is popular. You wouldn't consciously go out to the beach and dump it on the beach, but yet at the same time, sometimes people just tend to lose that when it gets to their own backyards and their properties.
We talked earlier about work being done on Route 83, and the mayor said, we need to talk to you.
Yes,
so,
I get those calls.
But it is going on. It's underway. And when it's done, what will it look like?
Well, the Ohio Department of Transportation is doing this project, and it goes in from Avon Lake into Avon. It's going from State Route 6 all the way down to Detroit Road. We're the first phase of it in Avon Lake, where they're going off and they basically ground off the first 2 inches of the asphalt and are going to be doing an extensive amount of repairs to the road base. Anybody that's driven State Route 83 in Avon Lake will notice that, especially the outside wheel lane where it had rutted, it had pumped up maybe by some mailboxes. So there's an extensive amount of base repair before they do the final asphalt overlay. When it's all done, you know, we've got hard asphalt berms on most of that street. The turn lanes, the overall look of the street, plus it getting new lane markings, it will be much smoother, to say the least, when this is all said and done. And therefore, with the amount of traffic that we have, that's very important.
Do you have to work with other communities or the state to coordinate different projects, maybe during the summer resurfacing program?
Yes, we do. You know, and going back to the State Route 83 project, that was a cooperative effort between Avon Lake and Avon, as well as Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency, NOACA, who is basically the holder of the funds, and then the Ohio Department of Transportation. So multiple levels, and, you know, many meetings were involved in getting this put together. But fortunately for us, you know, the state had money available. They had to fast-track this project to get it done this year. So we're more than receptive to accepting this, because, you know, the sheer amount of traffic that drives 83 will definitely notice the difference when it's done.
Well, the more people that come in, the more dollars they bring into the city. And we have with us Ted Esborn, Director of Economic Development. And that's a tease, because we're going to take a break and we're going to hear a little bit about some of the things that they have in plan, including a day where they encourage you to shop local and shop Avon Lake. That's coming up here on WEOL Spotlight on Avon Lake, with our Spotlight on Avon Lake. And again, we're talking this morning not only with Joe Wrights, who's the Director of Public Works, but we have Ted Esborn, who's the Director of Economic Development. And we mentioned about the infrastructure, getting things coming in, bringing more traffic in. You got the new interchange that's up in off of Lear, whatever, Learnagle area there. Talk about how that impacts and what you do to try to bring the business here to the community.
Well, I mean, I think that that's a good opportunity to talk about one aspect of my job description, which is developing a rapid response team for the city. Generating traffic for restaurants and shops, that's requires one kind of strategy for bringing business in. But really both for that and for bringing in other types of business like manufacturing and distribution, developing a rapid response team is a really important step. And it's basically just bringing together people who are necessary when there's an opportunity to bring a business in. So that might typically include the property owner, the broker that the owner is working with, the team here at the city, and possibly also the county and the state. So in terms of attracting new businesses, I think immediately about putting together that rapid response team, which is something that I'm doing. But something we talked a little bit about before the break was the event we're having next month, which is Shop Local, Shop Avon Lake. And this is an event that focuses more on shops and restaurants. It's an event that Avon Lake had held in past years. And this year, we really wanted to give businesses the chance to promote sales and promotions that they were having. So what we're doing is we're having businesses register for Shop Local, Shop Avon Lake. We're having them come up with just one sale or promotion that they're offering on that day. And then the city, through its website, is going to allow the residents to browse those deals and hopefully get out that day, tell their friends to come on into Avon Lake to do some shopping. November 26, if you have trouble remembering that date, is the same day as the Ohio State-Michigan football game. So we're hoping that our bars and restaurants pick up on that and participate.
It gives a chance of sort of strength in numbers.
Correct.
Where you have a lot of smaller shops, mom and pop shops, sort of niche type of shops that may not have the ability to have a bigger reach, but coming together
right
through the city, this is one of those ways that you try to boost that.
The thinking is if we can get the traffic out there in the city on that day, then it'll benefit all of those small businesses that are open.
When people think of this shopping, is there a shopping center for Avon Lake? Where do you consider that hub, or is there a place?
Well, there are actually a few hubs. I mean, of course, there's our town center at 83 and Walker. There's also a hub at Walker and Lear, which is Learwood Square. There's a hub further north on Lear and Electric. And then finally, on the west side of town, there's a hub on Lake Road, sort of by the Avon Lake Power Plant. So, I mean, I think that is a blessing for our town, that there are a handful of distinct shopping areas. Now, we do think about the benefits of developing a downtown, but I do think that having a few different areas is sort of an asset.
Allows people to, it sort of spreads it out.
It does,
You have different focal points at different places.
And not only that, but I find that for those different areas, there are different histories, and a number of the businesses there have been there for many years, and those clusters of businesses sort of each have their own feel to them, which I think is unique.
When you're putting together the Shop Local for that, it's up there now. People can get signed up for that right now?
Businesses are registering now. If there are any businesses listing and you're interested in registering, you can go to avonlake.org, scroll over the business tab, and click on Shop Local, Shop Avon Lake sign up. I would say that by the end of this month or November 1st, we should have on our website the list of participating businesses and the deals that they're offering. As of yesterday, we had 6 businesses signed up, so we're really looking to grow that. But I'm talking to businesses every day about it, and hopefully we'll get a nice group of businesses and some really attractive deals for shoppers.
October is designated Manufacturing Month. Bruce and I will be broadcasting from Parker Hannifin in Elyria Friday morning. In terms of economic development and manufacturing, what is the potential for Avon Lake?
I think the potential is significant, and I think of a couple of things. First of all, we have an impressive current roster of manufacturers. You know, in the resins plastics industry, you know, we have PolyOne, Lubrizol, Mexichem, Adapal. You know, there's a strong segment there, and so, you know, that's not to mention, of course, Ford. You know, and, you know, thinking about both the Ford plant and this, you know, resins plastic sort of industry cluster that we have, there's potential for other businesses to come and locate near those businesses. You know, we have on Miller Road businesses that located where they did because they're across the street from the Ford plant, and they are in manufacturing as well. And you know, we have smaller businesses that are in the resins and plastics industry that have partnerships with PolyOne and Lubrizol. We also have room to develop. So if a manufacturing company wanted to locate in Avon Lake, we have industrial land that's available for them to locate in the town. So those two things together make me think that there is significant potential.
Driving here this morning, coming on Jaycox, a lot of truck traffic early in the morning, getting out, going, delivering, picking up, things like that. So there's a lot of activity already starting here in different parts of the community. A lot of times people just kind of know the residential areas, but every community has a balance between the two. Again, you can go to avonlake.org related to signing up for the Shop Local, Shop Avon Lake, and then that's not only for the businesses now, but for the community later to check that out. That's where you'll be promoting more of that as well, as
that's
far
right.
as the deals for that coming up.
Yeah, we'll try and make that as visible as possible in the community and online as the event approaches.
That's right, coming up on Saturday, November 26th, the day Ohio State takes on Michigan, which we'll have here on AM 930, your
sure.
home of Ohio State Buckeyes. Our guest this morning, this time around, speaking with Ted Esporn, Director of Economic Development, and Joe Wright. Did we cover everything for Public Works?
No. In getting into my fall speech that you always hear me talk about, it's I ask people to keep the leaves out of the street, once again going back to Lake Erie, because, you know, inevitably come springtime when the road might be underwater, the first thing we check is the catch basins, and leaves got to stay out of the street, and that's a universal statement across any community.
Yeah.
So keep your leaves out of the street so that the streets can drain.
Right. And also safety, in case you have a hot catalytic converter sitting on top of those
yes.
leaves pile, can
oh,
cause
yes.
issues too as well. A lot of times people don't think with grass clippings, it's just grass, it'll decompose, but there's a lot of fertilizers in there, mm-hmm. which then is what's the residual that gets into the water source
oh, yes.
too.
Oh, yes.
So you want them on the tree lawn.
Yes.
And then how often would they be picked up?
We have trucks, the 5 to 6 truck routes, and we usually we are staying on it where we're doing our best to get them picked up every week. And you can go on our city website and see exactly where the trucks are at in the city if you want to time your leaves accordingly. So we try to get that information out to people as much as we can.
Sounds good. Well, that's a little bit more of information we got about the city of Avon Lake as we conclude day number 2 of our North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon Lake. We will be back here tomorrow with more guests, broadcasting live from the Legacy Restaurant and Grill here overlooking the Sweetbriar. Craig, the sun is up. The